When Army veteran Robert Galang had throat cancer last year, he came to the VA hospital in Long Beach for care. The thing he remembers most is having to lie very still while doctors aimed beams of radiation right at his neck.
That was new to me. You get strapped in, and you can't move, and you put your trust in, I guess, the machines they have.
To keep his mind occupied through radiation and chemo, Galang brought along his favorite music.
I grew up in the 60s, so I was listening to Led Zeppelin, and, you know, I put myself in the hands of Stairway to Heaven.
All that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven.
The VA successfully treated his cancer, and Galang was also part of a clinical trial to test a new unproven drug. May Thane is a radiation oncology research associate with the Long Beach VA. She says Galang received an IV drip designed to prevent painful mouth sores and infections.
Which is a condition that develops very commonly in patients going through chemotherapy and radiation at the same time for cancers of the oral cavity or the oropharynx.
But vets like Galang who get their medical care at the VA generally face barriers to accessing cutting-edge trials of cancer therapies and drugs. And there are several reasons for that, says Dr. Pankaj Gupta, chief of hematology and oncology for the Long Beach VA. First, the VA treats an older patient population, often with overlapping medical conditions.
Clinical trials for cancer are fairly restrictive in their eligibility, and to get the cleanest possible results, they try and restrict the patient population to one which is, you know, organ systems are working well, the patients are functional, they have some life expectancy, and that really narrows the eligibility. So that excludes a lot of veterans.
The VA can't change its patient population, but it is trying to expand the number of clinical trials for cancer drugs and therapies offered through VA hospitals. The agency is partnering with the National Cancer Institute on a new project called Navigate. Through the program, 12 participating VA hospitals will now accept the NCI's assurance that a trial is safe and scientifically sound, rather than doing their own approval process. And that's a big deal, says Dr. Humayun Sanati, a staff oncologist at the Long Beach VA.
That has been the limiting factor for us to start any new clinical trials. Typically, when you want to start a clinical trial, it may take 3 to 4 months, but with this project, we probably can do it under a month.
VA oncologists will also collaborate with the National Cancer Institute to design trials. Gupta says that will help tailor them towards the veteran population.
We and our patients will be greatly reassured that the treatments that they can be offered would be the same kinds of trials that they might get if they were to go to one of the leading cancer hospitals in the country.
If it works as planned, many more veterans will have the experience Robert Galang did. He had the trial IV drug infused every weekday for 7 weeks.
And it worked for me.
At this point, Galang's taste buds are working again, and he has full function of his throat. He's excited about the future of the therapy he played a part in developing.
Through the grapevine, I heard that they're going to get approved to be able to continue their clinical trials, which is awesome.
The VA doctors here say they're hearing a lot of enthusiasm like this from veterans about clinical trials. Gupta says the same sense of duty that led them to serve their country in uniform translates to an eagerness to serve the greater good through medical research. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman.